Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
6:42, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve and the gang back on Tuesday in studio with us to tell us what's happening on New Year's Eve and this weekend. Amber Hoist from Concierge Preferred Magazine. You can check out their website at conciergepreferredmagazine.com. It's great to see you.
It's lovely to see you, gentlemen, as well.
Doesn't Amber look like she's going to go out clubbing? You have
she
the
does.
All black on,
yeah.
The mini skirts, and you're ready to go.
Got to rock some leather.
Are you going to work after this? Is
I
that
am.
Why? Oh, okay. So you showered this time.
I did.
I appreciate that.
And no Star Wars shirt or Spider-Man shoes. So.
Yeah, you wore Spider-Man last time. This weekend, still the holiday weekend. What do we have going on?
All right. There's a lot going on this weekend. So one of the things I didn't touch is dining, just because Phil Vitale here at the Tribune does his 17th annual Save the Table roundup.
Okay.
So it's over 100 restaurants. So if you're looking for a last minute dining reservation, check out the Tribune. He does a great job. So
okay, good.
I'm here to talk about parties.
I like it.
All right. So you would be remiss not to talk about what's happening at Navy Pier. There are fireworks that take place because nothing says a new year quite like pyrotechnics. That will be from midnight until 12:15 a.m. is when the fireworks set off.
15 minutes of fireworks.
15 minutes of fireworks.
That's first, impressive.
Yeah, the first
yes.
oohs and ahs of the new year.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So there's two parties happening at Navy Pier. The first one takes place in the Aeon Grand Ballroom at the very end of the pier, which has like the beautiful domed ceiling. There's access to the Lakeview Terrace there. So it's probably the prime vantage point to see the fireworks.
The best view in the city is from the ballroom at Navy Pier.
Because you're
seriously.
Right under, yeah, you're right underneath it. And it's a beautiful space.
Yeah.
So that party is certainly costly. It's starting at $110, but it does involve 30 bars, food stations, so you can have a carbohydrate.
Uh-huh.
They have various DJs spinning, and again, it's all about the panoramic views, and that party runs until 2 a.m. So if that tends to be a little dressier, perhaps a more distinguished crowd.
Well, sometimes people are looking to get dressed up on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. It's a great excuse to.
Right.
And then the second party happens in the Crystal Gardens, and then that one starts at about $125 for tickets.
They have two parties at Navy Pier?
They do.
Crystal Gardens is up the
That's the glassy
the stairs,
one.
Right?
It looks like the Birdcage.
Okay.
Yeah. And so in that one, that's actually where NBC Live will be broadcasting their New Year's Eve party. So if you want to get on TV, make sure to go to the Crystal Gardens. And that one tends to be a little bit more DJ spinning, like hip-hop mashups, a little more vibes,
right.
Top 40 stuff. They have 20 bars, and they also have a private terrace, like a private area outside that you can view the fireworks as well. So it's
okay.
Just a different vantage point.
I like it.
And very exciting news, they added 20 new bathrooms to that venue this year.
What? Where?
I'm not sure.
20 new bathrooms.
That's important.
Yes.
Wow.
I believe they're more of the portable variety, but still.
Nothing worse than waiting in line on New Year's Eve to go to the bathroom.
I completely agree.
Especially for women.
Well, flat champagne's up there, but you
yeah.
know. And obviously, both of these parties include the token champagne toast.
Nice. Token right. champagne toast.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Then, if you're looking to still see the fireworks but to go off-site, there's two venues that I would highly recommend. The first one is the recently refurbished Theater on the Lake space. That's at Fullerton and Lakeshore. It's a beautiful prairie-style
brick. Oh, I haven't
brick.
Been there.
It's
Cochran
awesome.
Had those guys on the show, and I'm thinking, yeah. wow, what a view. It's right
yeah.
at the end of Fullerton, right?
Yes.
Yep. Right
yep.
there.
It's legit on the water, and it's a stunning building, and it has these beautiful floor-to-ceiling windows, and the south-facing view gives you a really cool vantage point of the pier to see the fireworks. And so that event, they're going to have also, DJs and live music. They have food stations, open bar, and then that starts at around $99 a ticket.
You had me at open bar. What's interesting about that venue is the lake went all the way up to the road, and they expanded the area. They put like some
concrete in a berm.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I was trying to look for. The word concrete.
Concrete.
Yeah.
Well, so
there's
getting all engineering.
There is a turnaround now. So yeah, they can drop you off right in front of the building.
Exactly. It's definitely a turnabout. And that's another thing, too, to caveat all of this is to say, you know, make sure to take a Lyft, make sure to take an Uber. Most of these events have codes, promo codes. And then CTA is offering free rides from 10 p.m. till 4 a.m. So
right.
I hope people make good choices.
Of course.
And then the second one to see the fireworks that I think is really kind of interesting is the Jay Parker, which is atop the Hotel Lincoln. It's from the Boca Restaurant Group, folks.
It's a great place.
It's beautiful. It's an indoor outdoor space. The cocktail program there is stellar. The food is going to be heavy past hors d'oeuvres. They have some food stations, like a dessert table set up. And shocking, it's a 19 roaring 20s Gatsby theme. I mean, because that's never been done for New Year's, but you know that they're going to do it well. And
of course.
They encourage people to dress up.
Right.
And there is a coat check downstairs, so you can definitely get in full Gatsby mode.
When did they renovated the Hotel Lincoln a few years ago, and it's just, it's great.
It is.
They have that restaurant downstairs. You got Jay Parker upstairs on the...
It's beautiful. And then, hey, if you don't feel like going home, you can head downstairs and get a room.
Right.
So
you can stay there.
It's very lovely. So that one starts at about $140 all inclusive and then goes until 1 a.m.
I'm sure they offer packages with rooms too, right?
They do. Yeah. Okay. If you go to the Hotel Lincoln website, they will let you know.
And I've stayed there. It's very nice.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's very preppy chic.
Why are you looking at
you
me like that?
You recommend
it highly. Yes. I mean, sometimes you have a night out. Yeah, you stay at a hotel with your wife.
All good.
Yeah.
It's Pete approved.
Right.
So those would be my two, just to get a different vantage point of the fireworks and the action that's happening at Navy Pier. And then the other one you have to talk about, there's big hotel parties happening all over the city, but the Drake is one of the longest running in the city. I mean, it's an epic New Year's Eve party takeover of this beautiful downtown property. All of the ballrooms.
I did the Drake for 5 years straight. Absolutely. I hosted that party.
I love it.
Yeah. It's huge.
It is huge. So they have, you know, a four-hour bar service. They have a midnight balloon drop. You can wander from throughout the five various ballrooms. And that starts at about $165 per person. I know that there, as of yesterday, there were only 100 tickets left. So if people are interested in that experience, make sure to get on that as quickly as possible.
And these packages, you're talking about over $100 for most of them, but they include food and drink.
They include
so
food and drink.
So if you're going to go out on New Year's Eve, you're going to spend that anyway. Yeah.
Exactly. And we're talking for at minimum 4 hours of service.
Right.
So, and then if you're looking for a real late night, the Hard Rock Cafe actually has their Rock Around the Clock New Year's Eve party that goes till 4 in the morning.
Really?
So when people are already like melted into cabs and like tucked into bed, this one's still going.
Still
I love the Hard Rock Cafe here in Chicago. It doesn't get enough credit. We need to have more parties there. It's a great venue.
It's a lovely venue. It's easily accessible. The room is great. It's open. You know, there's plenty of places to be able to still go sit down, but then you can get close to the stage.
What is that, Ontario and Clark?
Exactly.
Okay.
Do they have a rooftop theater?
They do not. They have an outdoor in front of the parking lot. They have like a little patio, but...
You can walk out there and smoke. Yeah. There you go.
Gotcha.
Exactly. There you have it. So those are my sort of quintessential New Year's Eve parties happening in the
city.
Okay.
I like it.
Then I do have one for the pint size set, because not everybody gets a babysitter on New Year's.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend Blue Man Group, because they are offering two kid-friendly performances. One is at 1 p.m. and one is at 4 p.m. And that includes a pre-show face paint for your kids so they can look like the Blue Men. And
okay.
then creep you out on the way home in the rearview mirror. You just see the whites of their eyes.
I like that. I've seen Blue Man Group probably 4 times.
And then they do a little, quote, midnight countdown after the show. And they give all the kids party hats and noisemakers. And then the Blue Men make the kids sing with them Auld Lang Syne, which I'm sure all the kids know the words
to. So the kids have blue faces. When they shoot the toilet paper out in the audience, does it stick to their faces?
It probably will.
Okay.
But that helps minimize the laundry for the pillowcases once you get home.
If you've never seen the show, they shoot toilet paper at everybody.
Cool.
But it's a really fun sensory thing for the kids. So
nice. Okay.
And then Brookfield Zoo has a Zoo Year's Eve, which is also a fun thing to take the kids to.
Like that Zoo Year's
Zoo Year's Eve.
That's pretty good.
And the Brookfield Zoo is great, and it's indoors, so you can still wander around the zoo. It's actually free if you're a member, and then otherwise it's free with general admission to the zoo. And they have an older geared toward older kids, which takes place in the Holly Jolly Theater. Yes, that's a thing.
All right.
And that includes DJ music, games, and then a countdown at 8 p.m., so the fake midnight countdown. And then they have one for kids 6 and under in the Hamel Play Zone area where they have little crafts. Kids can make their own noisemakers.
I like
that. It's
just
a bit of a slower vibe for the younger side.
And they serve beer at Brookfield Zoo.
They do?
Yes, they do.
That's important.
Been there.
Done that.
Many times.
Been there, done that.
I like that. There's no excuse for people to stay home. If they're looking for something to do, we have something to do.
For sure.
We do. Anything else going on this weekend
before we go? Yes,
oh,
there's a lot.
All right.
How much time I got?
You got 2 minutes. How's that?
I can do this. All right. So for those who are looking to dance or take in live music, one of my all-time favorite things is actually put on by Empty Bottle, and it takes place at the Logan Auditorium, and it's called Windy City Soul Club. But every New Year's Eve, they have a dance party, and they play Northern Soul music, Motown, and it's 100% vinyl, so it's all done on record. And it's $15 to $20 to get in, and
okay.
It's just an awesome dance party, and it's 18 and over. So if you're in that weird tween age that you
right.
still want to go out for New Year's and do something, it's a great option. And then the other one I love is Little Goat Diner in the West Loop. Actually goes disco. They reconfigure the restaurant, put in a dance floor and a disco ball.
God,
they
I
play
love that.
All the 70s jams.
We all love disco now. We hated it when it came out. Now we all love disco.
But it's all BGs all the time.
It's a lot of fun. And then if you're looking to do, like, take in live music, two-storied venues in the city. One is a Green Mill Cocktail Lounge, which is sort of Chicago's grand dame of jazz. But they have a Battle of the Saxes, and it's just $35 to get in. Because, you know, brass. I mean, you can't
sure,
go wrong.
Of course.
You can't go
love
wrong.
Love the saxophone.
And then they do,
good.
Then they do the sweet sax. And then they do a champagne toast at midnight. And then also equally lauded, but for blues, would be Kingston Mines.
Of course.
The Joanna Connor band plays, and that woman can wail on the guitar. And then that one also includes, you know, hats, tiaras, noisemakers, a balloon drop at midnight, and is also the $30 to $35 range.
I miss La Bamba across the street from Kingston Mines, because you could get a burrito the size of
your head. Yep.
And they went out of business a few years
and
ago.
And then the one
that location.
Last fancy one, if
yes.
someone is just looking to go out for great cocktails and bites, the Violet Hour, which is sort of like the OG of the craft cocktail speakeasy cocktail lounge world, has a black tie affair, and it's just a beautiful, luxuriously appointed space, velvet curtains.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Violet Hour.
Violet Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's actually a James Beard award-winning beverage program.
Okay.
And so what they do is, over their 10-year history, they have 13 of the classic Violet Hour signature cocktails that they're offering, in addition to tableside absinthe service, and they have two different seatings. So it's really a very intimate, wonderful, more grown-up thing to do for New Year's.
And this is all listed on your website?
It will be listed on the website, correct.
ConciergePreferred.com. ConciergePreferred.com.
You got it.
Amber Hoyce, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Andy. Happy New Year to you.
It's 720 WGN.